Vowel C is going to kill me, it's going to go a whole bunch of stuff, and I'll give you some.
Give me the word.
Garlic tap is lovely, but tongue is good.
Rolling, today's daf is daf lamed beis and tamid, holding down at the bottom. The last thing that we discussed was the relationship of the tamid to the sun, the east and west, depending on morning or evening, and that it had to be la yom, it had to be keneged the yom, it had to be keneged the shemesh. And that leads the Gemara into a discussion that Alexander had with the Ziknei Dora. Masorah Dvorim Shal Alexander spoke on Ziknei HaNegev. The Ziknei HaNegev were not the main body of the Chachomim. The Chachomim argue, basically, the Ziknei HaNegev. According to the Maral, Ziknei HaNegev were essentially weren't Mekabel Chachma in terms of Chachma Satayra, but they were... It was an area of where he puts it, the Dorom is less gas. And Mishra Otselachim, Yadrim, we're talking about the Menorah and so on. And so they had better insights. And anyway, so he went to them and asked them, and this, the catalyst for this, according to the Achronim, was the issue of the sun that we just raised. Omar min ha-shamayim la'aretz rachok u'mizrach l'ma'arav rachok. What is more distant, from the earth to the Shamayim, or the distance from where we stand to the furthermost horizon, to the Mizrach or Ma'arav? Again, if you look at the Mefarshim, they all have philosophical, this is all metaphorical questions. Omru lo mi Mizrach l'Ma'arav, so they told him, well, it's clearly further from east to west than it is to the apparent sky, because if the sun is rising in the east, and you can look at it as it rises, the sun sets in the west, then you can easily look at it. Whereas if when the sun is up in the sky, which must mean that it's closer when it's up in the sky, because that way it's more powerful. The Chachamim, I mean, the Chachamim say, no, that's not the case at all. Zevzek yachad shavim, they are equivalents. Shemar kigvoa shamayim al ha'aretz, and it says, karochok mi mizrach mi ma'arav, yichad minei onafish. If one of the two was more than the other, so then nichtov, it should have been written, ke'ehud onafish. Both psukim should refer to the furthest shear. So how can you use sometimes Kigova Shamayim Alaret and sometimes Mizrach Mimarav? So clearly they're the same. So then if that's the case, Elchama Ben Tzrakia might Haiman Anakol Mistaklimba. So why is it that you cannot look at the sun when it's directly above you, but you can look at it even just to one side or the other, to the horizon? Mishum Dekoyim Lahade Velokasile Midin. That has nothing to do with the distance of the sun. The point is that when it's above you, you're looking directly at it with much less air in between. Whereas if you look at it directly at the horizon, so then it becomes diffuse through interference. But not because it's further. So there's nothing to cover it when it's up there. So then he asked him, Amar lam shamayim nivru tchilo aretz. What came first, the heavens or the earth? Amru lo shamayim nivru tchilo shema reshit bar Elohim et ha-shamayim et ha-aretz. Of course, the Gemara in Chagiga has this as a discussion with Shammai and Hillel, and shows that both are equivalents there too. Brings a riot, they have Eretz for Shammayim, the same way you have Shammayim for Eretz. Okay, but as we'll see, they didn't want to talk very much philosophy to Alexander because they were afraid he was going to get into Madonna kind of stuff.
So his cells really took off.
Yeah. It's not funny. That's the reality.
Wear red string. Do you
want
to change his name to Esther?
What is it? He wanted
to
change your name to
Esther. Amal, and then he asked him, or Nivrat Chilah Choshech? What comes first? Light or darkness? Milta Dain La Patar. That's a question that nobody can answer. Understand now, I mean, why can't, if they're telling him the psukim and they're taking the Bible here as a bunch of fundamentalists, and that's how they're treating it. So let them say, it says Koshek came first, because it says, Varet Seitha Tovavo, for Koshek. And then it says, Vayom Elohim Yi Or, Vayi Or. So clearly Koshek, this is all very Hanukkah related, and it's amazing, it should be revolving around Alexander. And
we're headed to the movies then.
Yeah. So, and what?
And the Alexander movies
tonight.
Tomorrow. What perfect timing! There must be the daf is off by a day though. I mean, maybe they delayed the premiere wrongly. If you come out after Hanukkah,
they go by the Goyish day. They don't realize the error.
No. They were afraid that the Sultan of Hanukkah will destroy the premiere of Alexander. So it's clear. In any event, why didn't they just tell him? I mean, they were giving him simple answers. Give him simple answers. Because at that point, they saw him heading it towards a Madonna streak. You know, so he's going to, because they understood, see, as the Gemara says, why did they answer the first question? Why did they answer his question from the Torah when he asked whether Shemayim v'aretz? Because they thought, okay, you know, yeah, he had a question, he was interested in seeing how they would respond, so they answered. But given the Chazit Kadar Shayom, when they saw him continuing this line of questioning, they realized that he was going somewhere.
I'm sorry, Akroi here definitely does not mean on the psukim, it means right. Okay.
So then they saw Savi Loni Malay, we better not tell him Dil Masil Shiyule Malamala Malamata Malafni Mala Akhor. Because basically, and the way the Mefarshim see it, is that once he started, what he was asking is whether you're supposed to look at the Torah as being literally true in terms of its organization and so on. Okay, so they said, fine, you know, take it literally. So then, but once he started asking whether the Torah Bechoshek, they recognized that he was heading towards a major Greek issue in philosophy, which was whether there was, when you say that Choshech was Nivra Tchila, that makes no sense to a Greek unless there was something there before. Because what is darkness? Darkness seems, and in simple terms, darkness is the non-presence of something else. If nothing is there, so what you say to the Choshech was Nivra Tchila. So they realized he was leading them on. Because when he asks originally about Shemayim V'aretz, they didn't realize it was all part of an introduction. So he says, oh, okay, fine. So now let's take the next pasuk. Okay, what was the Choshech? That proves that there was some primal material which then needed to be blocked out, which is then, call it energy, if you like. So the Choshech was now the covering of that energy. Okay, but so then you agree that God didn't create, really, a universe out of nothing. It was a question of simply forming things in a particular way, because otherwise it makes no sense to say Choshech comes first. Here, of course, we touch directly on the Madonna problems. Okay, this is basically where the Arizal kicks in. You know, we have guys like Eco starting their books with the same issue as to what the Choshech is, essentially, which gets into the questions of Tzimtzum and so on, which is where Life of Pi begins, you know, with the boat called the Tzimtzum, after he starts studying the Arizal. And he says he was studying the Arizal, and he finds a boat called the Tzimtzum. So basically, they didn't want to start. They realized that it was all it was a lead-in, so they said, well, actually, we don't know. Amar Lahan, so he said, let me ask you something then, just theoretically. What would you think, how would you define somebody who's wise? Amrulo says, well, you know, I mean, we have Mishnayos about that. A guy who's aware of implications, that's a guy who's wise. Amar Lahan, even Miskarian Gibor. Amrulo is a Gibor, a Koveshet Yitzron. Obviously, all of these were self-referential. As we'll see, I mean, they really get very self-referential. But he's expecting some level of recognition, you know. What would a wise man be? What would a strong man be? Obviously a man who conquers half the world, right? Amalam Eden Miskari Ashir. What would you call a rich man? Ezu Ashira, Sameach Bechalko. I didn't like that too much. What can a person do to live? Omru lo, yamit atzmo, he should die. And ma yavid inish v'yamut, what should a person do if he's committed to dying? Yechaye atzmo, he should live. This is already getting into Zen. I mean, again, on the partial level, on the Remez level, there was issues over here of dualism versus monism, you know, that's not a mafarsh, but you know, the partial level, so a person who wants to live in a real way, he has to destroy the aspects in him that he relates to his life, you know, his gaiva and his needs, and his desire, and crush all of that, and then you'll discover life. And you want to die, then become completely committed to the kind of things that people call life, and you'll end up dying very quickly. Just put cholesterol and illness enough to get rid of you. Amar lehem.
Why is the Mishnah mixed up? Is Ezehu Chacham referred to in the Mishnah it's Lomedei Kol Adam, and this is Rabbi Levi.
This is
Rabbi Levi. But that's Rabbi Levi's statement.
That's what we call it. What do we call a mi'aledet?
Yeah.
Chachama. Ro'at anolad. Amar lehem. Ma yavid inish v'yitkabel al briyata. What should a person do to be mekubal al abriyot? How do I find how do I be popular, basically? Oh, that's easy, they said. Yasne malchu v'shilton. He should hate leadership and power. And that way people will like you. But the more powerful you become, the more they won't like you. Amalahu, so he said, didi tava miditchu. I have a much better approach than yours. I say he should love power. Yerachem Malchus v'Shilton. But you should use that power in a way that is v'yavid kivu b'nei anasha, to do good for humanity. So then they will respect this power and they'll like me. Amar lehem, tell me something. B'yama yoyle meder or b'yabishta? Is it better to live on the sea or on the dry land? Amruloi b'yabishta yoyle meder. It's clearly better to live on the land. Anybody who goes to sea always feels unsettled until he's back on the dry land. Which one of you guys is the leader around here? Which one has more chokhmah? Divide and conquer. And clearly we're all the same. Every question that you've asked, we've given you exactly the same answers at the same time. So if one of us was smarter than the other, then he would have come in with something different, don't you think?
Levi studying at the same time, is there a possibility that he was, this is really...
It's possible. Omar lehem, mad den atristen lekabol. Okay, now let's get down to business. Why are you Jews so damn difficult? Omrulei, I mean, after all, I've won everything else, right? Doesn't that prove that I'm right? Our philosophy is right. Our power is right. I mean, yeah, why do you have to fight against the inevitable?
Against the
time. Satan always wins, my friend. That's all that you've proved. Okay. I mean, anamaktil neyatchon b'gizirin malkin. I mean, all I have to do is issue a decree and you're all dead. So don't you think you better watch him? Omrulei, yes, Shaltan biad Malka, it's true that you've got power, but power has its own built-in constraints, doesn't it? Because lo yoyelo Malka kazav. I mean, because then people will say, now look here, man starts a debate. There's certain understandings about the nature of a debate, aren't there? You don't like what we say, and then you get us all killed. Does not reflect well in the public relations. This is a limiting reality. And therefore a melech, very inappropriate for a melech to be that way, isn't it? He said, I give up. Miad albish yatun lavishin the argaman, so he dresses them in these beautiful argaman begodim. Shadi menika de dahavat savarean, and he puts a golden necklace around their necks. And he sets them up now as an advisory council, and he tells them, Medina Dezel and Medina d'Africa. I'm on my way to Africa, and we're going to do some new expansion in that area. Speaking of south. Omrule, Lomachitaz. You're not going to be able to get to Africa in any way that's going to be useful. The Paski Hari Choshek. Because you'll never make it back. You've got these mountains of darkness. You're going to have to cross deserts that are going to be... Basically, you're not going to make it back. Amarlam, excuse me. Lo sagi de lo azlin. The question over here is not whether. It's impossible that I'm not going because I've made up my mind that I am going. My question to you was, gentlemen, amto hochi mishalina lefum. Please mind the question and nothing else. My avid. What do I do? I'm not talking about strategy. I'm talking about tactics. So they said, okay, then what you've got to do is Aisi Chamri Luboy. First of all, you've got to get these Lubian Chamorim, our word for Libya. And these kind of things, these Chamorim, they can make through anything. The Parshi, Bahara, they could go walking in the middle of the darkness. Aiti Kiburi Damat, they bring these enormous spools of fishing line. The Qatar Baha'i Gisa, tie it to something on one side, so at least you can find your way back. You'll be able to find your way back. Otherwise, you're bound to just go missing in the desert unless your GPS is working. Avad Hachi. So he did that, Viyazal, and he came to Africa. And who do you bump into but the Amazons? Now, things were a little different in those days. So Matala Humakhuza de Kule Nashi, he found a culture that is all led by women. After all, I mean, he's on a world conquest. He's going to conquer the women. Omrule, they said to him, oh, it's bad move. Ikatatala, what's going to happen? You win. What are they going to say? The great Alexander, who conquered all the beautiful poor women in the south. Oh, you look like an idiot. And it's even worse if we win. Because if we win, then it's going to be the king that the women won. Oh, forget it. You see, so basically, you're defeated up front. You might as well give up. That's right. Some of it, anyway. Amar lehen, so he said to him, all right, fine, at least let's have a meal, huh? Aiteli nahama, bring out the bread. Aiteli nahama did the hava, so they brought him out a loaf of bread that was made out of gold, in the shape of a loaf. And they put it on a golden table. He looks at this, and he says, "Ni achli inish nahama did the hava. Are people supposed to eat bread that's made out of gold?" So they said to him, eat. Inahama ba'it, I understand. You came here for bread? Lo havilach ba'atrach nahama l'meikal? I understand. You didn't have any bread where you come from? The shakata batita l'haka? You came all the way down here for bread? Obviously, you've got other things on your mind. I mean, what are we talking about bread? We figured, the guy must eat gold, I guess. So certainly, there's no point in breaking bread and traveling 3,000 miles for a loaf of bread. And so he realized, you can't eat gold, basically. And therefore, what's the point here? So, Ginafak Vyasi on his way back.
He gave up?
Yeah, he gave up because this is all part of the same, it continues. It's all part of the same recognition that if you're trying to satisfy yourself, it's not going to come in gold. It continues the Samer Pachalko issue.
They have to plug in what they
it's
want.
It's more than Samer Pachalko, it's the whole thing.
There's a story parallel with the sages advise them.
So, on his way out, Asi Vikata Vababa de Mechuzah, he rode on the gates of the Medina. An Alexander's Mogan, I, Alexander of Macedonia, Havit Shati, I was a real fool. Adi Atitil Medina at Africa de Neshaya, until I came down to the Amazon village here. The alif at Eitzim Minashai, and I learned a couple of things from the women. Kishoko Va'asi, they never got over this, you understand, the West. They're still into this problem here.
Is it?
Then the whole women's rights thing and all that, they're still trying to... No, they're still into this. It's all from the women kind of thing, trying to make it up to them. So Asa Yoirahu Ma'ayana, so he came to a particular Ma'ayan on the way back. And Kachyo Na'ama, he sits there having a sandwich. Havi Biyadi Guldani Demalchi, he had some salted herring, obviously, what else would Alexander eat? So Ba'adi Nemichrilu Nafabuhurecha, when he was washing off the salt, so the salt fish you have to wash off in order to make them really edible. Some have a lashon rucha, but it became alive when he washed them in this water, because this water obviously was really the philosopher's stone, you know. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
so it became alive again. And the simple gear says it got a fantastic smell. So Amari said to himself, aha, Shma min ahai eina mi Gan Eden ati. It's clear that this Ma'ayan must come from Gan Eden. So Ikiri Amri Shoku Mihana Maya Torah Ba'ape. Some say that he took the water and splashed it over his face.
Fountain of youth, kind of thing?
That's it? Yeah. And Ikiri Amri Idle Kula. And others say that he followed the entire thing out the Matal Bishkha Gan Eden until he came to where it was coming out from. Roma Kala, and he starts shouting, Pitzuli Baba, open the gates. Armulei Zeh Ashar La Hashem Tzadikim Yavo, oh, you wait, if you got a pass. Omar Lahon, so he said, Ananami Malkana, Mikshav Hashivna, I am a king, I'm important, hello, I am important. It's interesting, the Maharal points out that's true. So someone who has a gift, that gift, the unique of that gift is from Gan Eden. If he obviously was gifted. And so what he was saying is, look, I mean, obviously I have something from here. So how do they mean to give me something that is appropriate for my gifts? So Yavule Golgalta, what is Tulashonis of Golgalta? A skull or Golgalta de Ina? They threw him out an eyeball. And which makes more sense in the rest of the story. I take takle lekula dava v'kaspidi de bahadi. He took it and measured, put it on a scale, and put the other side of the scale every bit of gold and silver that he owned. Lo avim takle. He could not weigh it down. Amarlo l'rabbonim. So he sent a message to Rabbonim and asked them, here's the story. What is this? My high. Amri, so they said, clearly, it's literally an eyeball. Gugal tadeina de bisravadama. The only thing that could possibly do that is something that has endless depths. It's a black hole. Clearly, I mean, what else could weigh as much as everything else? But if it's a black hole, the only black hole that you could be putting on your scale is a human eye. That is a black hole. Whatever it sees, it wants, never even touches it. Dolokasava. So whatever goes in basically never comes out. So it'll never be satisfied. So therefore, you take all of your gold and silver, it's never satisfied. So the black hole weighs it down. Which is, you know, the same message keeps coming through. How do I know that this is not just, you know, one of your little moralistic teachings of you? So they said, very simple. Shakli Kalila Yafra Vakasya. Go ahead, take a little bit of dirt and cover up this round ball that was given. And you'll see that once it's covered, and it's basically under the ground, nothing matters. So we did. And sure enough, Lalter Takla immediately was just a ball. Weighed whatever it weighed. Weighed down. Dechtiv she'ol va'avadon lo tispe'ena. So to enei adam lo tispe'ena. Tanit ve'eliyo. Gehinam l'ma'alam in arakia. V'yeshomim l'achorei harei choshech. Either Gehenna is beyond the world, outside of our ken, or, you know, it's basically the ultimate of the way we live. Tana Rabbi Chiya, kol ha'osik b'Torah b'layla, shechina kenegdo, shenamar kumi roni b'layla, l'rosh ashmarot, shivchi kamayim libech, nochach b'nei Hashem. So it's like, nochach b'nei Hashem, where did Hashem come from? Clearly the shechina was kenegdo because he got up to be ha'osik b'Torah b'layla. Omar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Talmidei Chachamim Rabim Shalom Ba'olam, Shenamar V'chol Banayach, Limidei Hashem Rav Shalom Banayach. We have now our Mishnayos coming up here. But Hadron Alach Lo Hayu Kofti. Well, the connection is Bahadayuma. I mean, there's a lot of look. There's barely a Mefarish who hasn't written a story about the, you know, the Alexander. I'm as popular as Rabbi Barbara Chana. But there's all kinds of approaches. Obviously, each approach takes from the philosophical questions of its time and, you know, puts them to the discussions. I'm sure you can write one too. That's the point of it. Hadron alakloi, but I clearly remuzz into what was going on in the Tumid, what the meaning of the Tumid is, and the elements of Menaira, and the Hadlaka, the relationship of the Tumid to the Hadlaka, what it has to do with Darum Tzofa, and Mizrach Meirav, and so on. Okay, but for Daf Yomi, this is quite good. Hadron alakloi, Yukovti. Omar lem hamimunya. Oh, my goodness.
I think we need
I'm rushing. Start that again. I blocked it out with my own silliness. Omar lehem ha-mimuneh. So then the mimuneh said to them, okay, remember that they had gone now, had been mafsi, they put the evorim on the kevesh, and then they break, they take a break for tefillah, as it said. And what was that tefillah? So Omar lehem ha-mimuneh, birchu biracha achat. Okay, make one bracha before Kriyat Shema. Now there's a machlokas over there in Brachot, what that bracha was. And basically, I mean, we come out saying that it's not Yotzer Or, because it was too early. We don't say Yotzer Or. Again, that's Keshita Savatikin. Because the Gemara says, anybody who says Kriya Shema at the same time that the Anshe Mishma says Kriya Shema is in Yotze. Which is not really true, it is in Yotze. Only Yotze in terms of Vatikin and Yotze, because you're supposed to Dafkarit. Dafkarit ke Vatikin. No, Maisa was the Tok Zman Kriya Shema already after Alos. However, they didn't want to be Koveya, the Brok of Yotze Or, which wasn't yet very near. And the Brok instead was Avarava, and the all of the Asik that they had, actually, was in terms of the relationship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, which, of course, is more Ava-Rava-oriented and goes through to Gaal Yisrael, as we'll see, and then Birchas Kohanim as a bracha of Birchas Kohanim, not the actual Birchas Kohanim. So that's all Yisrael-oriented in nature. Avodah Ritzeh is Ritzeh for Amka Yisrael. It's not just what it is that we do. So Vehim Baruch Hu. And then Koru Aseret HaDibrot. Now you remember that Aseret HaDibrot was the main chelik of the tefillah once upon a time, except they were mevatel it because of Taromet Aminim, in which the minim would say, again, the old Hanukkah issues, the minim would say, Ein Torah Ela Aseret HaDibrot, which is why we're still makban, to be careful not to stand up dafke for the Aseret HaDibrot in the laning, because then you're showing that it's different than the rest of the Torah, and so on. So, then, this was still at the time then, that they were saying, Aseret HaDibrot, there's no chashash of minus there anyway. Then they said, Shema, Vayim Shemoa, then they said, Vayomer, and then, Birchu et Ha'av, Shalosh Brachot. And then, when Mevarech Miyam, now this doesn't mean that they literally said Birkat Kohanim, because it wasn't yet time for Birkat Kohanim until after the Avodah, as we're going to see. And then, that's why some take out the word et ha'am. According to the Rambam, this is the bracha of Sim Shalom. Without even, according to others, they added the bracha that we said, the Shat says, without saying the psukim, but the bracha, that the Shat says has the, to take the place of Birkat Kohanim, Bivracha Mishuleshet, but without the psukim. And then going into, of course, Sim Shalom. So the whole thing was related to Am Yisrael, the Shalom of Yisrael, the way the Avodah affects Yisrael. They also said the Birchas Avodah. The Birchas Avodah, which is Ritzei, except it's the Ritzei with the Oz Chalavatcha, the Yira Navaid, that they were doing the Avodah. And then on Shabbos, because there was the Achlafat HaMishmarot, they were Mosif Bracha Achat LeMishmar HaYotzei. Those who were doing this Avodah, which were the newcomers, would give a Bracha, and they would switch Brachas. And we'll see that the issue over there was Misha Hishkin Shalom, Babayat Azeh, Yashkin Benechem, Abba, Be'akwa, Shalom, because of the tendency of Kohanim to fight things out. Amar lehem, then the Mamuna said to them, only newcomers are invited for this next pious. Chadashim lektoret, people who have never had an opportunity to bring the ktoret before, can now come and get their chance. Bo'ovefisun, the reason that they were marked but not to give the ktoret around was because Borech Hashem Chelo is seen as a continuation of Yasimu Ktorah Ve'apecha. So in other words, the riches of Borech Hashem Chelo come from the ktoret, and therefore we want to give everybody a chance at the money. So if you're going to enter the ktoret lottery, then this is only one chance. Can't do it twice.
It's not that they didn't. They weren't letting you have a second.
No, they wanted to spread the. They wanted to spread the good news. This is the reason that we have the idea of a sandik. You know, a sandik shouldn't have more than one sandik oath in the family. It's the same kind of issue. It's supposed to be mahashi. And then after that, zacha misha zacha, they did the pious, and then he said, okay, now we'll do the next pious, which is open to all. Chadashim im yishanim, whether you've had it, didn't have it, back in, bo v'yifisu. The next pious is mi ma'alei evarim na'kevesh mizbeach, who brings up now the evarim that were left on the kevesh up to the mizbeach. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, no, they did not make a pious on that, because ha'ma'alei evarim na'kevesh, hu ha'ma'alei otam agavim mizbeach. It is improper for somebody to do half of an aveda, leave it there, and then never get back to it, and then have somebody else take over. The one who starts is the one who finishes. So this couldn't have been what they gave out in the pious. Masrum l'chazanim, they then gave over the kohanim to the chazanim. Remember, chazanim are a loose term that come from the word lachazot, to see. So someone who's in charge of a particular thing has to see to it. So seeing to it was a chazan. Yeah, an overseer, exactly. So in this particular thing, the Chazanim were in charge of the Begadim. There's two ways of learning this Mishnah in Yuma. According to one Mad Yom, it's a reference. Slick.
There's two ways of
slick.
Learning this Mishnah.
Slick.
Yeah, which
one? Yeah, not bad. Okay, according to one Mad Yom, it's a reference to the Kohanim who won in the pious. According to the other Mad Yom, it's a reference to the Kohanim who lost. Because Kohanim who won were already dressed according to him in the Bidei Kuhuna, just as we saw earlier. They were ready to go. So over here too, for this Havoda, they were also ready to go. And therefore, what we needed to do is now we had to strip them of their Bidei Kuhuna, not put on Bidei Kuhuna.
Why?
Because they weren't zoked to do the Havoda.
So they were done?
Yeah, they were done as far as the Talmud is concerned. Now, after everything's finished, they can come back in and start working on whatever jobs needed to be done. So, Masrum l'chazanim, you mafshitin otam et bigdeyem, who stripped them of their clothing. Now again, if it's talking about the ones who now were zoche, it means that first they put on the michnasayim of Kodesh, so that when they were stripped, usually begadim were upper begadim, and there was gowns. So when they were stripped, they would still be wearing pants. Those pants would be of hegdash, and there was big deguna. Except that part is left out, according to that mandiyam. It's a given, because it says, al bisaram, it's a michnasebat. That's the first thing you have to put on. Okay, fine. So they put on the michnasayim, took off their other clothing, lo yumanichan aleyam ela michnasayim bilvad, left them wearing only the pants of the big deguna, and then selected the other begadim, chalonot ayusham, they had lockers, and each locker, v'katuv aleyam tashmisha kelim, each locker had the name of the particular kelim that were in it. If you're coming now for Avnei team, you go to the Avnei locker, and so on and so forth.
Oh, each person didn't have his own.
No. There's the tashmish of the kelim. So if you learn it the other way, then it's the other way around. They strip them of their big day kahuna, leaving the pants on, put on their big day fall, and then took the mikvasayim. So that way, the change of clothing was sanua. Misha zacha biktoret, hayanotel et akaf, viakaf domilitar kaf gadosho zahav, machazeket shlosha kavim, this kaf actually had the weight of a tarkav, it would hold three kav. And the bazach hayabetocho. What happened is, remember, that the bazach, which is what you carried the ktoret in, was gadush. So it was all filled all the way up, above and over the edges of the bazach. Unavoidably, some of it would spill. So what they did is they put the bazach inside of a kaf so you could recover as you walked anything that had spilled when you got there. And there's a whole question, actually. Why wouldn't the kaf be a chatzitza between the hand of the kohen and the bazach? There's a lot of different approaches. Something that's a tzorach habayit isn't a chatzitza, or if it's made this way, l'chatchila, then it's considered to be like an extended kohen. There's a number of different approaches, but it's all based on an assumption, which actually the Brisker Rav made it a diag in the fact that the Rishonim are down on this, particularly in the Rush, which is that it's clear that holocha, when we say holocha is an avoda, means the holocha of the Kteres was also an avoda, not just the holocha of the Ivars. Otherwise, what's the problem?
Yeah, exactly.
There doesn't need to be in any way. Once you get there, you take the bazaar. Okay, so the kaf is domna tarkav gadol shel zahav, machzeket shlosha kavim. The bazaar was inside of it, ayabatofo, malei begadush kitor. It's now filled and overfilled. Basically, and it's filled beyond the edges of the kli, and therefore it was put inside the kaf in the first place. The kisui hayalo, it had a cover, which had a kamin mitutelet hayalav milamala. It had a cover which had a mitutelet, which is something that you had like a little ring that you could pick up the cover with. Now here the problem is, what had the kisui? The bazach of the kaf, because I mean, if the bazach had a kisui, then what was the point? What was the need for the kaf in the first place? So if the kisui then was for the kaf, then the mitotelet would be a little thing that covered over the not covered over that you could use to pick up the cover when you needed it. And the Rambam has a different gears. He has the not the mitotelet, but the but the mitatelet, which is a lotion of tlala, little piece of beged. So he has two completely different things. You had a loose cover, linoi, that would just be a cover over that to prevent spillage. So that would be a little cover, and then the whole thing was covered with a cover. But the beged had a pretty piece of beged that was covered with it. And then there was a metal cover over the cuff. Okay, I guess we shall leave our next stop for the next stop.
There's an envelope here for rent money.
Any cover you put directly on it.